Blog Talk Radio.
Tiffany Thompson is the founder and CEO of It's All About You Ministry International, located in Chicago, Illinois. She was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ, she is gifted to reach people of various backgrounds and nationalities. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a strong prophetic call on her life. It's All About You Ministry was given to her by way of the Holy Spirit in January 2005 from out of her home. She has touched the lives of many, whether in local churches, street corners, or workplace. Her ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom of God. She is an entrepreneur, writer, poet, and motivational speaker, all for the kingdom of God. Tiffany Thompson has received a certificate from the Samuel School of Prophets under the instructor, Apostle Raphael Robinson, CEO, founder of Word Kingdom. And now, without further ado, here's Miss Tiffany Thompson.
All right, hello. You there?
Okay, man. Yeah, how you doing?
All right, I'm good, and you?
I'm great, I'm living.
I know, right? All right. Thanks for the applause.
Oh, not a problem. How you feeling?
Man, I'm good. I'm good. Just trying to get used to this Chicago weather. I don't care how long you've been living here. You just can't get used to that weather, right?
No matter what.
We got snow.
Yeah.
Snow on the agenda. Hey, man, how are you?
Man, I'm great, man. Blessed, man. Trying to get everything together, man. You know how it is when you're trying to, when you're rushing to get stuff together, you know.
Yeah.
You're trying to do it in decent and in order, man. So I'm just trying to get it all together so we can get it going and get it into play. But I'm great, man.
Yeah, we can't rush. We got to take our time. Either we even started too late. It's a reason why we're rushing, right?
That's right.
We started too late or got caught up in something.
Always, man.
Yeah.
Ever since this morning, you know, it's been a rush. It hasn't stopped yet, so.
Yeah. Yeah, always. I'm telling you. How you wake up, how you carry your day.
Man. Rushing.
I was telling somebody earlier, like, man, in spite of what the day is, God knows what the day is before we know. He knows how it's going to turn out. You know, he knows everything before we even know it. So.
Yep. Yep.
Yep, you know that. So ain't no sense of rushing, trying to catch up with time. We just got to go ahead and go with the flow. Go with the flow.
We took a last week break.
So I'm glad that all the faithful listeners are back on listening. I'm glad to have you all. You know, for your faithfulness. You know, I'm grateful. I don't take it for granted. I don't take it for granted at all. Yep, so I thank you. I thank you. So everything is well with you?
Oh, man, everything is a go here. I'm ready. I'm
you ready? You ready. Sure?
Yeah, full motion. Ready to get it going.
Okay, all right. Well, we ain't going to waste no more time. I know Well, 2 weeks ago, I keep saying last week, God is so good. It went so well. We were just flowing with the Holy Spirit and just letting him lead us and guide us. We was like, we're going to do 1 hour of power. And, man, the Holy Ghost had took over. We didn't even know the time had went past us. But I thank God, you know, for his faithfulness and him showing up each time that we go before him, you know. I thank him for showing up. It's not all the time that we feel him, you know. Sometimes we don't. But I thank God that he was there, you know, that he showed up, that he answered all our prayers. And we're looking for that same thing again or even greater.
That's right.
Even greater.
Right.
Even greater. We want him to keep on doing exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And you know what, while I'm talking, tonight, today, actually, October 23rd was the day that I birthed my son, Jamal Thompson. So while we're on the air, let's help me wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yes, this is the youngest child. Well, I was going to say baby boy, but now he just turned 21.
Oh, yeah, grown man. Happy birthday.
Yeah. So happy birthday, Jamal, from It's All About You radio show. And Dennis Weston.
It's love. Yeah.
Happy birthday. We love you. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
So other than that, everything good?
Everything good, man. You got people hitting the buttons already. Yeah, everything good.
They ready? They ready. I told them, I said, it's going to be all about them tonight. It's going to be all about them. It's going to be all about them. So anyway, as usual, before we start, we always start with a word of prayer. Because we don't want it about us. We want God to come in. We can't do, understanding that we can't do nothing without him. Without him, we are nothing. This is the very breath we breathe, the very air we breathe. This belongs to him.
That's right.
This is his. So even this show is dedicated and is given back over to him. So we're going to go ahead and lead in prayer right quick. And then I don't know if you want to take a small commercial break for that person that pressed that one button. Just hold on, because we want your prayer request and we want to make it known unto the Lord. Tonight is a night of intercession, and we want to stand in the gap and intercede for God's people, if that's okay.
That's right.
Okay. So as we go forth, I just say, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for this night, God. We thank you for this day, God, however it has been for us and anyone else. We thank you that we've made it through it, God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that you extend to us daily, God. For you said in your word that you give us new mercy and new grace. So we thank you for the newness that we experience on today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And we ask that, Lord, even on tonight, even though the day is not even over with, that someone's prayer request is answered, Father. Someone's request is made known, Father, that whatever they have up before you, God, that, Lord, that you will deliver on tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. That, Lord, that you will lead them and guide them to all truth, that you will order their steps, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And in everything you do, God, Father, open our minds and our hearts, Father, that we may receive, Father. Father, anything that's hindrance, Father, in the name of Jesus, and these distractions, we ask that you remove them now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, that they're open minds, open hearts, open spirits, ready to receive the word of the Lord, ready to receive prayer, ready to receive answers, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you, God, that we dedicate this All About You radio show to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, it's you that add, Father, in the name of Jesus. You are a God of multiplication, Father. You said be fruitful and multiply, Father. You said to subdue the earth, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we decree and declare that you will take over media, Father, in the name of Jesus, and you will subdue, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you even now that we are victorious, and that we are more than conquerors, Father, through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, God, in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And we thank you for it, and it is so. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let us take a quick commercial break, and whoever that's pressed that one, hold on. We will be back. Okay?
Please visit the website www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org. That's www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org for more information on events or speaking engagements. The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldOne.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworldone.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldOne.com.
What's up, people, man? It's your boy Dennis Live. Hey, check it out, man. We just asking that you know, go download that mobile app. Go to Google Play Store. It's absolutely free. Key search westernworld1.com. It's WESTERNWORLDONE. That's all you got to type in. It's free. And also, too, man, we added a new feature, man. It's the donation button. All we doing is just asking you people, man, hey, you know, donate to us. We're going to take that and we're going to put all proceeds towards Western World 1 Network to make it better, to make it easier for you guys to view us, listen to us online, and pretty much we're going to take this to YouTube so that way you can kind of see who we are and what we do and how we do and how we operate. Other than that, man, thank you so much for even just hitting that button and just clicking following us, hitting that button just to show that you do like on Facebook or even just Instagram. You just pretty much just showing us, man, how much the growth that we have developed over the years. Actually, not years, months. We only been up not even 6 months, right? A little bit longer than 6 months, whatever, I don't know. But anyway, man, that's all we want you to do, man. Download that app, westernworld1.com. You can go there or Google Play Store, key search Western World 1, or you can follow us on here, man. Man, thank you so much, man. Again, all the donations that you do donate to us, you know, it will not go into shambles, man. We're going to take that and we're going to utilize that, man, to the best of our knowledge, man. As you can see, we had added two or three additions to the Western World 1 Network. We got Tiffany Thompson, where she's doing the Spiritual Wednesdays, where she's going to take the Bible-based information, scriptures out of the Bible, and she's going to use it in our everyday lifestyle and things that we can do. Then you got Thursday with DJ Disco, one of the hottest pioneer DJs all over the world, man. I mean, this boy here, man, is just, man, phenomenal, man. This boy just get on that music, man, and play it like there's no other. Then you got Sundays with Charles Baxter, where he's talking about political things of whatever's happening up today. Self-help, motivation, what you can do with yourself, how you can implement things. I mean, we're just doing it all, man. You already liking us on Facebook. The fan base is tremendously growing. But all we have to ask for you to do now is to just donate to us. You know, you go there, hit the donation button. We go through PayPal. It's real simple, real easy. Just whatever you want to contribute to us, we take it and we utilize it. We put all the proceeds towards Western World 1 Network. Again, thank you so much, man. It's your boy Dennis Live. Peace out.
Back in the building. We are back. We are live. Whole state.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. All right. Is that person still holding?
Absolutely. Let me bring in that person in.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, 708-806 number, how you doing?
Just fine, just fine. And you tonight?
We great. We blessed. Thanks for asking.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful.
Okay. Okay, how you doing?
Right.
And this is
Elaine Thigpen. Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
Hey, Elaine. How are you? I'm great, and you?
I am wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
That's good. You sound like it. That's good.
Girl,
okay,
you know,
so
when you get busy, you get
in
a number of people.
I know.
Not a problem.
Right?
Yeah.
I know, especially you. Yep, especially you. Well,
okay.
I thank you for calling in. What we're doing tonight, we're actually all month. For the month of October, we've been focused on intercession and prayer and the meaning of it, you know, and what it is, because everybody don't know.
Okay.
They don't know, you know, the power of prayer, the power of intercession. And so what we're doing tonight, even in teaching that, we're also allowing those that would like to call in to make their request made known. Make their request made known, and we're praying on the spot. We're
all
praying
right.
on the spot.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
So you have do you have one?
Yeah. Yes. Well, I think I probably got a really big one. And, you know, Tiffany, you know me. I am a Tracy Lynn Fashion Jury consultant and have been one for about 3 years now and still very hyped and excited about my business. I'm in business for myself but not by myself. And so what I mean by that is that I have a number of partners that have chosen to partner up with me and come in as consultants in Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry, whereby they, you know, sell a very fabulous jewelry, along with they spread the opportunity as well to other people who might be looking for that extra income by way of, you know, getting themselves out of debt, you know, whatever that is to them. And so in my prayer request, you know, I'm always thinking about the partners and the struggles that we go through in the business that we do. And so I would love to see, you know, we increase our territory within Illinois and just, you know, within the United States period to bring families, you know, out of debt and to, you know, help families out in times of their struggle. And so it sounds like a very wide undertaking, but my prayer request is, you know, not so much for myself but for my partners in that they pursue their business to meet the needs, like I said, of their families and what that means to each individual, but also to be able to share the opportunity with other people who might be in need. And so, you know, it's not easy, but it is simple in the fact that, you know, it just is a matter of opening our mouths and sharing what it can do for people, that is men and women in the business. So I kind of said a lot, and
okay, but basically, go ahead. Okay.
And so with that, I'm still here, Tiff. That, I just, you know, want the best for my partners. I want, you know, the prayer for focus, increase, not just in territory and financially as well, so that they can take care of what they need to take care of. And so that's my request.
Okay. Well, it doesn't sound like a selfish request. It's, you know, it sounds like a request that you really have the heart of the people, the clients and the customers on your heart. So while you're on the line, we're going to go ahead and we're going to make that request made known, okay?
I appreciate that.
So I need everybody that's listening to intercede with me wherever you're at, stand in agreement with me for Elaine Bigpen in reference to interceding for her clients and for those that's struggling, for those that's looking for extra income, for those that need expansion. So we're going to go ahead and make that request. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you heard every petition, you heard every prayer request, Father. You know the heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we lift up, Lord, our clients, our customers, and, Father, those that desire to be, and, Father, cannot, Father, that don't have the extra income, Father, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we lift them up right now in the name of Jesus, and we ask, Father, that you, Father, expand. Father, you say you give seed to the sower, Father. Your word declares that you've never seen the righteous forsaken, that we've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor your seed begging bread. So, Father, even now in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask, Father, that, Lord, that you make way out of no way, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, that your people, Father, will be entrepreneurs, Father, that they will, God, own their own businesses, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, even being able to, God, just feed their family, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, make way, God, right now in the name of Jesus, Father. You send ravens, Father, to feed, Father, your prophet, Father. So, Father, we know, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, you will not forget your people, Father. And so, Father, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank Elaine Bigpen for, Father, having those people on her heart, Father. We thank you for that right now. I ask that you even bless her, Father, for that request, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we consider it done, God. You said we have not because we ask not, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, you said act and we shall receive. And so, Father, we thank you, God. We receive it now in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it right now. We thank you for the victory, God. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name, and it is so. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for taking the time out.
not
in your
problem.
Busy schedule to think about somebody else.
Not
Amen.
A problem. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right. All right. Amen. Okay. Are you still there, Dennis?
I'm here.
Okay. So, wow, I feel like that was a powerful request.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
she didn't call with a selfish prayer and say, pray for me that I might do this or I might get that. She said, but pray for the old, that desire, that, you know, that can't do it and they want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe, you know, when we put others before us, that God will make a way. That the Lord will make a way. So I believe that it's already done. He said, we ask and we shall receive. It's already done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Before we get busy, do you got any requests, Dennis? You got anything before the Lord? You got anything you want us to lift up before God?
Well,
he said
always.
Agreement. He said, well, there's two or three standing in my name. He's in the midst.
That's
there's
right.
Two or three, so... Hey, we stand in agreement on tonight, right along with the listeners. They stand in agreement with us.
Oh, yeah. You know I'm going to take advantage of this. absolutely. I just want to just pray for my new beginning,
okay.
Things that I have. I already went into that closet and asked God, and, you know, it's things that he always surfaced for me. He always say, okay. You know, I always look at it as when he surfaces and you don't get it right just yet, but you do see it, it just... a message saying, you know, hey, I'm still working on you, Dennis. I'm still working on you. You know, I ain't forgot about you. You're not ready yet. So, you know, when you're ready, you definitely will know it. And there's some things, man, that he has just revealed himself. And you know how they say it, man. He'll close every door and only open up that one just so you'll know that it's him.
Yeah.
And he'll close out everybody's ears. He'll shut everybody's ears. I'm going in a term now. He'll turn off everybody's cell phone. People won't text you back. You know, when you need something, you know it's that person payday. And when you try to go just to get something, if you need
right.
it,
right.
just all of a sudden, man, I ain't got it, you know. And I just want to just also say, too, man, to all the ones that's out there, even I want you to do a prayer request. I want a prayer request for my enemies first. Soften them hearts. I want a prayer request for my family second. You know, I want my family to try to get together because, you know, everybody got their dysfunctional families,
mm-hmm.
you know, their family member. And also, too, like I said, man, you know, pray for my new beginnings, man, that is yet to come, man. So, you know, that's about it for right now. But, you know, I'm going to hit you towards the end again.
Amen. Okay, well, we're going to go before the throne of grace. And so, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, as I lift up Dennis before you, God, Father, you heard every prayer. You heard every petition, Father. You even knew what he was going to ask before he even asked, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we lift it up right now in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for his new beginning, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, so sometimes new beginnings are uncomfortable, Father. Sometimes new beginnings start a little rough, God. Lord, sometimes new beginnings is just what they are, a new beginning, a place that we've never seen, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, even now, even as you establish him in his new beginning, God, continue to bless him, Father. Continue to let him know that you will never leave him nor forsake him, God, that you'll be always be there, Father, even to the end of the age. So, Father, we thank you, God, right now in the name of Jesus, Father, for his newness, Father, for the newness that you blessed him with, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And let him enjoy, Father, the fruit, Father, of his blessings, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let it begin to manifest, Lord. Pour out on him even the more, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And even that place of being uncomfortable, God, strengthen him in that place, Father. Encourage him, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We come against discouragement even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We decree and declare, Father, that he is encouraged, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, Father, and that he will go and he will go all the way, God. He will be everything you call him to be, Father, in these last and evil days, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, continue to bless him, God. You know every prayer. You know every petition, Father, even when he went in the closet, God, and asked you, Lord. Father, we ask that you enlarge his territory, Father. Father, we ask that you open new doors, and take them to new dimensions in you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We decree and declare, Father, that your word says you will do a new thing, God, and it shall spring forth, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you even now, God, for the new thing that you're doing in his life, even in his heart, God. Father, you heard the request. His request was to pray for his enemies, Father. Pray for those that despitefully use them, God, in the name of Jesus. So we lift up his enemies, God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask, Lord, that you bring them to a place of even loving and deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. For you said love hides a multitude of faults, and perfect love casts out fear, God. So whatever, Father, whatever they're operating in, Father, whatever place that the enemy has them, God, we decree and declare that deliverance is their portion, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you bless them, Father. Bless them abundantly, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Lord, encourage them, strengthen them for whatever they may be going through, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you for it, Father, right now in Jesus' mighty name. And it is so. It is so, and it's already done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Man.
I'm on 50 million thousand.
Huh?
I said I'm on 50 million thousand. I feel so good. Thank you.
Amen. 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 To God be the glory. 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 Y'all better press this one while I'm on fire. Y'all better press this one while I'm hot. You don't want me to cool off while the Holy Spirit is moving.
Amen.
He is moving in this place. Hey, y'all better press one in the name of Jesus. And I'm just thanking God for what he's doing. I'm talking about, you said, a new thing, a new beginning. I'm talking about something new springing forth. I'm talking about a place of being uncomfortable. Yes, any place that's new. You ever moved into a new apartment, a new home? You know, the first few weeks, you're not really comfortable there because it's new. You've never been there. You know, you don't know somebody going to try to break in. You don't know who the neighbors are next door. You don't know how the neighborhood is. You're not quite sure, but because it's new.
That's right.
It's a place you've never seen, a place you've really never been.
Well, you lighting them up now. I got two.
After being in that place for a while, what happens? You finally get used to it. You get comfortable. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, man, get ready. Just get ready, get ready, get ready.
Okay, I got one more for you, Tiffany.
Go ahead, come on.
Hey, call us 773-719. How you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Oh, blessed. Blessed as usual.
That's a good thing.
Hey, man, who was this?
This is Tammy. How are you, Tiffany?
Hi, Tammy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Okay, I love you.
I love you more.
Thanks for calling me.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for being available.
Oh, yes. Thank God. This night is something the Holy Spirit is doing. He just said a new thing. So God is doing a new thing. He's stretching us. So we were going here to allowing the Holy Spirit to use us, you know.
Amen.
I said, okay, God, just have your way. So, you know, what we're doing tonight, I want to do a recap. We've been talking about intercession and interceding.
Mm-hmm.
And on tonight, the Holy Spirit wants us to just personally, we always pray when we come on the radio show, no doubt. We pray for everybody that's listening. But tonight, the Holy Spirit just wanted personal prayer. He said, let them call in and give their personal prayer request and pray for them on the spot.
Yes. Amen.
So that's what
Amen.
We're doing tonight. So that's what we're doing tonight.
Glory to God. Well, I'm coming on behalf of my brother. He's been dealing with drugs for a long time. I'm going to say 15 years, it's easily 20, and God hasn't taken them out yet. For some reason, I don't know, but whatever the reason is, he's still holding on. And I just want God to deliver him. And I want us all to touch and agree for him.
Amen. Amen. Okay, well, he said in his word, well, there's two or three gathered in his name.
Yes, God. That's what he said.
He said he's in the midst.
And we trust that he's here.
He said he's in the midst. So
yes,
I'm believing.
I'm believing.
What
with
I'm going to do on tonight, right, I need you to believe with me. And the thing about this belief, this time, don't pick it back up.
Amen.
This is what the Holy Spirit wants you to know. This time, he said, don't pick it back up. Once you give this over to him, let him have it.
Okay.
Because what we have to understand is that's his son.
Yeah.
He belongs to God. And he may be in his process.
Jeez.
Whatever his process may be to get him to the place where he needs to be.
Okay.
And what I just heard the Holy Spirit say was Jonah.
Jesus.
The spirit of Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is what's going to happen is when he gets tired. See, Jonah had to get tired.
Yeah.
While Jonah was in the was in the belly of the whale, he got tired. Mm-hmm. And he surrendered in that belly in order for that fish to spew him out.
Right.
And he got up to go do what God told him to do after that.
Okay.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, you hear her request. You hear her prayer request, Father.
Yes,
you said, let it be made known. Let me pray. You said, you stand in agreement with, but let me pray. You said, let it be made known. And so, God, even now, we lift up her brother. And you said to cast your cares upon me, for you care for her and everything that she cares for. So, God, even now, I need Tammy to cast it on you, God, and never to pick it back up again. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I need her to believe, God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you are our provider, God, that you are Jehovah Nisi, Father, that you are a God that's more than enough, God, that you made her, you made heaven and earth, Father, you made her brother, God, in the name of Jesus, and her concern and her love for her brother, Father, has run deep, God, in the name of Jesus, and Father, we counsel all fear of death, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, and we replace it with love, power, and a sound mind. I decree and declare that, Lord, that she will have a sound mind on tonight, Father, that she will sleep, Father, that she will rest, Father, in your arms, God, and it will be peaceful, Father, in the name of Jesus, understanding, God, that her brother is all right, Father, in the name of Jesus, understanding, God, that he is in your hands, Father, understanding, God, that he's in his process, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, and Father, when he gets to the place of being tired, Father, he will surrender, Father, right in the belly of the fish, God, right in the midst of what he's doing, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for you hear all prayers, God. You hear his prayers, God, as well, God, in the name of Jesus, even as he's crying out for help, God, even as he's crying out for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, but understanding that there's an appointed time, God. There's a season and there's a time, Father, in your timing, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. But, Lord, let us trust you, God. Let us trust you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Trust that he belonged to you. Trust that you created him. Trust that you made him, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And trust that you will be the one to deliver him, God. So, Father, even now, God, I decree and declare that the angels of the Lord that are assigned to his life, Father, count round about him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I decree and declare even now, God, that the angels, Father, that are assigned to his life, God, that they will, Father, fight for him on today, God, that they will fight in warfare for him, God, and that, God, you even sent angels of ministry, God, to minister to him, Father, in whatever area, in whatever capacity. capacity and whatever place he's in, Father, even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we decree and declare, Father, that every witch and warlock, Father, that has attached themselves to him, Father, is already annihilated, God. We decree and declare, Father, even now, God, Father, that he is delivered, Father, that he is made free, Father, and who the Son makes free is truly free indeed, God. And so we thank you for his freedom even now, God. We thank you for the victory even now, God. We thank you that Tammy and her family is going to give you the glory when it's all said and done, Father. We thank you, Father, that they trust you, God, in the name of Jesus, in the midst of this storm that they're going through, God. We understand that the storm is performed, Father, to bring them closer unto you, God. So, Father, we thank you, Father, even now, God, for restoring this family, God, for redeeming them, God, back onto you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, Lord, that even the angels that are assigned to her life, God, and her children's life, Father, that watch over them, Father, night and day, God, Father, are there even now, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we decree and declare, Father, that peace be her portion, God, peace that surpasses all understanding, God, in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Lord, we thank you, God, that she took the time out to pick up the phone, God, and decided, Father, that she was going to, Father, call out for help for her brother, God, in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you, God, that you're going to give them shame, that you're going to give them double for their shame, Father, double for their trouble, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, for your word decreed and declared, Father. You said you are not a man that you shall lie, nor the son of man that you shall repent. If you said it, it shall come to pass, in Jesus' name. And it is so. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I got one more for you, too.
Amen.
You ready?
Amen. 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 Yes, amen. Be blessed, Tammy.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
Love you.
I love you, too.
Okay.
Okay, we got Ms. Dean. Ms. Dean is online. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi. Your name again? Who is this?
This is Precious Dean. Can you hear me?
You said Precious?
Precious, yes. I was calling
my friend
to get
Precious?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Precious. Okay.
Hey.
Now, you know, I haven't talked to you in so long. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I do apologize. But the Lord bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry for your loss as well. You have my blessings. You have my love.
Thank you.
Okay.
I was calling for some prayer, Tiffany.
Okay.
I need some
Amen.
Prayer.
I
want you to pray. I want you to pray for me, the wisdom to know the difference. And
okay.
For my, the death that my mother just passed in the family, so I need the strength to go on with my life because this is a difficult time for me right now. I never experienced this in my life before, losing my mom. So this is something
right.
new for me. And right now I'm kind of weak. I'm not doing too good, and I need some prayer. But I need the wisdom
okay.
to know the difference because this is something that
mm-hmm.
happens to us in life. And I kind of understand why, but in a way I don't understand why.
Okay.
You know, she left so early, but I just
mm-hmm.
need some prayer. So come on,
okay.
y'all, and let's get together and pray so God can be in the midst of this.
Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Father, we just want to say thank you for Precious.
Thank you.
We thank you for Lord for her humility, for her humbling herself to call in, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you know her heart. Father, you feel and hear her pain, God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, Father, I just ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you send your healing power over her even now, God. Father, that you would give her wisdom, God, wisdom to know the difference, Father, wisdom of who you are, God, Yes. In the mighty yes. name of Jesus, Lord, that you bless her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch her mind, God, even now, God. And, Lord, I speak to her mind. And, Father, I say, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, even as, Father, this happened in their family, God. Father, there's someone that you're drawing, Father, to you, God. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for the drawing even now, God. You said no man can come to the Son except they're drawn by God the Father. So, Father God, we don't take it for granted to know, Father, that that is a blessing to be drawn by you, God, to be called by you, God, to be chosen of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, I ask that you enlighten her understanding of what's going on even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you move all distractions, Father, all hindrances, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that's causing her, Father, to Father, be confused, Lord. But Father, we come against confusion. We come against all chaos, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that you give her peace. We speak peace right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak to her peace and we say, peace, be still in the name of Jesus. Don't move. We decree and declare, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, that tonight will be a night of rest, Father, that she will rest in you, that she will lay her head down on the pillow, knowing she is laying in your arms, God, knowing that she's laying, Father, in your on your chest, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, let her feel your love, God, for you said you are the comforter, God. You said that you will leave, Father, and you will send back the comforter, God. So, Father, even now, God, comfort her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, let her have confidence in knowing that you are there, God. Let her have confidence of knowing, God, that you will never leave her nor forsake her, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, let her know, God, that her mom is at rest, that she's at peace, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that she's resting, God, in the name of Jesus, in your very arms, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless this family, God. Father, remove all chaos out of this family, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, bring restoration and unity, God, even now, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we decree and declare unity, God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father, that cave, God, that she runs to, God, you know that thing that she runs to when she's hurt, Father, when she's feeling this void, God. Father, remove the cave, God. Don't let the cave be there anymore, Lord. God, let her run into your arms. Let her run to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I decree and declare, God, that she will surrender all unto you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, understanding that she do not own herself, God, that she belongs to you, God, that you created her, Father, for such a time as this, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we decree and declare, God, that the wisdom that she asked for, God, will be given unto her, Father, even now, God. Father, we ask that you heal her heart, God. Heal her heart, Father, even if you have to give her a new heart, God, creating her a clean heart, God, and renewing her a right spirit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Bless our siblings, Father. Bless our children, God. Bless our home, God. Father, let your angels be released even now, God, Father, to war on her behalf, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, send your angels to worship and sing songs, Father, to her, Father, even now to bring peace, Father, love and comfort, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, release your fire, God. Go and burn and consume everything that's trying to consume her, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, or her steps in your word, God, for you said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so, Father, order her steps, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, God. But, Father, I decree and declare that, God, that she will surrender unto you, Father. Surrender all unto you, God, in the name of Jesus, that she will get to know you for who you are, Father, for a new level, Father, of you, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, areas that you'd like to reveal yourself to her, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. I decree and declare that she won't run, God, but she will stand flat-footed, Father, with her hands up in surrender, Father, surrender all, God, even as you bring peace to her house, Father, peace to her family, God, in the name of Jesus, more wisdom, more knowledge, and more understanding, God, of life, God, and what what you're doing, Father, and the reason why she's here, God, in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you that it's done, Father. We thank you that it's done, Father. We believe and receive, Father, and it is so in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tiffany. Yes. God bless you for praying with
God
me.
God bless you.
Thank you all.
Yes. Amen. Love you.
Amen.
Stay
love
encouraged.
You too. Okay.
Stay encouraged.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Amen. Hey, look, for those that needs that's in need of prayer, it's just that one button. Some of you I know, they called in and, you know, I guess they was waiting their turn. So all you gotta do is just hit that one button and Tiffany gonna go right in. Like she said, she hot right now. She on fire, burning bush. So yeah, hit that one button and she'll pray for you. We'll start it up. Yeah, Tiffany, did you still wanna just go do a 1 hour again? You will have 14 minutes.
I have 14 minutes.
Oh, man. Yes, ma'am.
Amen, amen, amen. I also have a sister listening in. She called in when we was on the radio show, Denise Davis. I have her listening in as well. So I really want her to also, if God has given her anything, I've already contacted her, already talked to her. That's who I'm on a prayer line with. I'm on her prayer line every morning. But I let her know, you know, when Jesus sent his disciples out, he sent them by twos. So I just want you to know we're not alone. We got me, you, we got me and Dennis, and we got Miss Denise on the other line listening in. And I want her to feel free that if the Lord gave her anything for anyone that's already called in, to not hold back but to deliver that thing, that she's free to call in and to deliver what the Lord has shared, given her, or said concerning anyone that has already called in. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So if she haven't done it, maybe the Lord haven't given her anything. So all is well. But anybody, again, that's desiring prayer, come on. We're gonna go ahead and get into the lesson. And again, the lesson is about intercession, and we really wanted to really just break down what intercession, what prayer, what the power of prayer is, and what it does. We talked about it 2 weeks ago on the radio show. Tonight was a little different. Even as we talk about it, we're going to continue to flow and talk about it. But even as we talk about it, I desire, and the Holy Spirit desire, I'm going off his heart. This is something new for me that I'm doing today. So I'm coming outside my box. But he said to me, those that are listening that desire prayer, don't just let them send a request or just sit back, but don't be ashamed. You know, the enemy will cause you to try to be ashamed. Don't you know I need prayer when I get off this phone? You know, we all need prayer. Prayer is a consistent thing. This is an everyday thing. This is not a shameful thing. I mean, it's actually an honor to be able to even go to the Father and make our request to him, and he answer. You know, it's an honor.
That's right.
It is an honor. So that's what we're doing on tonight. We're making our request known unto God. And for those that want prayer, you don't even have to say your name. You know, you don't even have to say your name. You can be anonymous, but you can just make your request known so that we can go ahead and lift it up before the Lord.
Somebody else hit that button too.
So that we can get an answer. We're looking for an answer. I will call 10 people at one time for prayer, and people know me. When I want prayer, I want prayer. Pray for me. Amen. Let's go ahead and see what that is.
All right, cool. Not a problem. And also, too, I wanted to say, I know you said Bible study. You know, again, we do have the Bible study prayer line on Mondays, too, with Pastor Mo Sales. That starts at a different time. We have it at 7:30, I guess, for the prayer. I want to say, but normally it starts at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And for those that want to, you know, call in on Mondays at 8 o'clock, and Pastor Mo, we'll welcome you as family, because that's what it is. That's what it's all about, family getting together and learning the Word of God. And that number is, area code 610-214-0200. The access code is 505-082-POUND. Again, that number is 610-214-0200. And access code 505-082-POUND. And what day is yours, Tiffany, again?
Every morning at
6
a.m.
Every morning at 6 a.m. You got a Monday at you know, if you can't get on in the morning time, you got at least you got one day, a Monday, you can get on that night. Or even if you got time to get on in the morning, like Sister Tiffany said, she said that she'll call 10 people because she need prayer. You can never go without prayer and learning the Bible, learning the Word. And I ain't going to prolong it no more. Let me bring this call in here. Call the 708-567 number. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, great. Blessed.
Okay, my name is Bethany Banks, and I'm calling for prayer for my husband, Minister Charlie Banks, and myself. Both of us lost our fathers. I lost my father October 1st. He lost his father October 2nd, and it's just been a long year, and we are confident where they are, that they are, you know, with God, but just praying for renewed strength and restoration of health for me and for God to just continue to lead us and guide us and equip us for ministry, because we know he's designing something great for us, so just for him to continue to speak to us on what he wants us to do in this season.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Thank you, Cub. Love you.
I love you, too.
Love you, love you. I know it's rough. I know how it is to lose a father. That I do know. You know that. Okay. So I just need everyone to stand in agreement with me, everybody that's listening, that's sending messages saying that they're on, sending messages to saying that they're standing in agreement. So, Father, we just want to thank you even now, God. Oh, God, as we stand in agreement, Father, with her prayer and her petition, you said, Lord, to make it known unto you, God. And so, God, we lift up the Banks family, God. We lift up their entire family unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father, we first ask, Lord, that you bring healing, God, even now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as they go through their time of grieving, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you've set aside a time to grieve, God. And so, Lord, even as they using their time, God, Lord, continue to bring healing, Father, to areas of hurt, Father, deep hurt, Father, hurt that they don't even discuss, hurt that they don't even talk about, God, Lord. But you know it, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know all, Father. You see all, God. Your eyes are everywhere, Lord, beholding the evil and the good, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we just say thank you on tonight, Father. We worship you, first of all, saying thank you, God, understanding, God, that you don't make any mistakes, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, understanding, God, that everything they ask for and everything they need is already done, God, that it's in your hands, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And, Father, that level, that new place that you're taking them to, God, Father, yes, I thank you for the preparation that you have them in, Father, even now, God. I thank you, Father, even now, God, for having them in that place, Father, of God, of being made, Father. Father, that sitting place, Father, being made and molded, Father, into the ministers that you call them to be, Father, in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes,
so,
Lord.
Father, even now, God, we even thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, for taking them higher in you, God. For, Lord, using, Father, for them submitting their lives to you and you using their lives, Father, as a testimony, God, as a testimony of those, Father, that have lost loved ones, God. But
yes,
they can keep going, God. As a testimony, Father, for those, Father, that don't know what to do when they leave, then when they do lose a loved one, God. In the name of Jesus, but Lord, you have made them for this. You've cut them, Father. They're handmade, Father, for this thing right here, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for them, Father, that they're tailor-made, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they're made in your image and your likeness, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, that their lives, Father, that their lives, Father, their very life, God, is used as a testimony, Father, to bring others out, God, for deliverance, Father, to save other lives, Father, in the name of Jesus, God.
Thank you,
and Father,
Lord,
we thank you, God, for the ministry,
you,
Father, that the ministry that you place upon them, Father, even now, God. We thank you for the new anointing, God. We thank you for the fresh oil, God. We thank you for a new fire, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father.
In the name of
Jesus. Knowing that there is a such thing that's called after this, Father.
Yes,
and there is a such thing as after this. And so, Lord, we thank you for this, for the after this, Father, for the
thank
move,
you,
the mighty move, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
God,
we thank you for the mighty move that, Father, that you're going to do in them and through them, Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
God.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you, Father, for every song that's being written, Father, even now
thank
for
you,
her
Jesus,
husband, God, for every
thank
song,
you,
Father. We thank you for the CD that's going to come out, God. We thank you that, God, the worship, Father, will not be tainted, but, Lord, he's coming from a place of purity, God. He's
thank
coming
you,
from
Lord,
a place of, Father, submissive, surrendering to you, God, and a place of love, God. And we thank
yes,
you
Lord,
that his CD will bring deliverance to many, Father, to many households,
you,
many
Jesus,
churches, many families, Father, to many nations, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord,
yes,
we
Lord,
love you for it, Father, right now, God.
Thank you, God.
Father, we
hallelujah,
ask that you continue to to make way out of no way for him, Father. Continue, Father,
yes, Lord,
to provide, Father. Continue, Father, to keep him with a right mind, Father, in a steadfast
yes,
spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus, God.
In
we thank you, God, that their trust in, is in you and that they will not be moved. They will not be shaken, Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
Father,
Lord,
that they shall be like that tree planted by the rivers of water, God. They will not be moved, Father, in the
yes,
name
Lord,
of Jesus.
In the
God,
name
we
of
bless
Jesus,
you for them right now, God. We
thank
bless
you, God,
you for their ministry, God. We bless you for their family, God, right now in the name of Jesus, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
And God, we thank you, God, that everything that we ask is already done in Jesus' mighty name. And it
thank
is so.
You,
amen.
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 Thank
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I love you.
I love you too.
Love you.
Thank you so much.
Amen. 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 I love you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God, even for the healing in your body.
Yes, Lord.
I thank God for it.
Thank
He's
you,
bringing
Lord,
not only just emotional, physical, spiritual, mental. He's doing a total healing. He's saying, be made whole. He's making you all whole. He's making you all whole. There will not be anything left out, nothing left out, nothing hindered, nothing tainted, everything coming from a pure place.
Amen.
Nothing but purity, a place of purity, a place of purity, yes, even with the ministry with the young ladies, a place of purity. They will know how to walk upright. They will know how to be pure. They will know how to live holy. Amen. You will teach them how to come from a place of purity, a place of being pure and whole and walking in wholeness and walking in holiness, but yet still being able to be who they are.
Awesome.
Still being
amen,
able to, they will still be able to love God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Love you.
Love you too. And continue to go forth. Amen.
Amen. Continue to keep me in prayer.
I will.
Amen.
I will. All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Love you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm thanking God for what he's doing. Thanking God for what he's doing. like I said, it's a new thing. She said she shall do a new thing, and it shall spring forth. And I decree and declare a springing forth right now in the name of Jesus, a coming forth right now in the name of Jesus. Those that are holding back, those that desire to come forth but are walking in fear, I decree and declare that you will come forth like a slingshot, that he will shoot you forth in the name of Jesus. I decree it and I declare it right now, no more waiting. No more waiting. No more. That you will surrender and be everything God calls you to be in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know what? We talked about the intercession. If there's no one else on the line that desire to push one, we talked about just the Lord is not giving me anything else. I have to flow with him. I'm going to flow with him. What we just demonstrated tonight, intercession, is the act of interceding, intervening for someone between two parties, meditating. And this is something we all need to do. We all have to do. It's not called to one person, but everybody is called to intercede. Everybody is called to prayer, to pray. And a prayer life is having communication with God, having that relationship with God. And understanding when I go to him, because I have a relationship with him, that he is going to answer me. And even if he don't answer that a certain particular thing, just you have to be confident in knowing he's able. He's able. And even in interceding and prayers that are answered or are not answered, it doesn't mean that's a no from God. It doesn't mean he's saying no. He could be saying not yet. It could be the wrong season for things that we ask for. Amen. And if anyone that's listening don't really understand, you don't even have to. If you don't want to call in for prayer, you can call in for understanding, for more knowledge, for more wisdom of what prayer is and what prayer means, and how to gain a relationship with God to enter into that place of prayer. Because I believe even as we believe, sometimes young people don't think this is for them, and they are the main ones that need this relationship right along with us. I think we should have gotten it when we were younger, you know. But, amen, it didn't happen. All is well. God is still good. Because he's a God of grace. He's a God of mercy. He gives us another chance. He gives us chance after chance after chance. So because of that, we are, you know, we can still walk in everything he called us to be, but you don't want to wait until you're old. You know, you don't want to wait until you think it's too late. You don't want to wait until you're on your deathbed. You don't want to wait until you're sick. You know, you want to go ahead. And even if you don't understand, it's not anything to be shamed for about, because you don't understand. Because he said, in all thy getting, get an understanding. So we have to be, you know, humble enough to say, hey, I don't know, be teachable and say, I don't understand, I don't know. You know, I'm constantly in classes. Whatever they have at my church, if I can be there and in it, I'm in it. We got to always stay in a place of humility, understanding that we're never exempt in learning, because learning takes us higher and higher and higher. The more we know, the more knowledge that we get and that we gain. Amen? Yep.
Amen.
We have to keep on, you know, seeking the Lord for everything, everything. And I want to give the definition of prayer. Prayer means a solemn request for help or an expression of thanks addressed to God or an object of worship. And as you notice, when I pray to certain prayers, I thank God. Then I pray prayer, I probably say, Lord, we worship you. You know, and then I may have prayed a prayer, well, Father, we need your help. We need your help. We need your help. Amen. So we can't do nothing without them. So what I'm going to do, we're going to close out tonight, Dennis. We got to spend 1 hour, didn't
I? You sure did.
It don't take God long to do anything.
That's right.
I said 1 hour, and if the Lord's willing, we're going to go before him in prayer. If this is what he wants next week, then we're going to go ahead and continue to flow. What you think? Hello?
Hey, look, you see I ain't saying nothing.
I'm like, what you think? I thought you got lost on me. Hello?
yeah, absolutely.
We're going to continue to flow because it's about the people. It's about God's people. It's about getting them to the kingdom. It's about giving them the understanding of how to get to the kingdom. It's about winning souls. It's about discipling. It's about, you know, evangelists. You know, it's about fishing, how to get them in here, however he wants. And people need to understand sometimes so many things happen in their life, they don't understand what's going on, why all of this is happening to me, you know. And all the time, it may be a call on their life. And they may not be around the right crowd to help them understand or identify what's happening to them. So I highly suggest that everyone that's listening, that you tell a friend, tell a friend to tell a friend, pass the telephone number out, pass it around. We're back here next Wednesday at 7:30, and if the Lord's will, we'll do this again and again and again and again. Again, it's about souls. It's about you. It's about answering the call of God. Because one thing about running, you don't get far. You can run, but you can't hide. And then how can you run from the Creator, the one that created you, the Creator of all creation? He created everything, heaven and earth. So how could you run? You really can't run. There's no place to run or hide. There's no place to run. So the next step is surrendering. But how do I surrender? How do I get to know this God that's calling on me? How do I do this? So tell somebody. I challenge everybody that's listening, tell two or three people that you know hurting. Don't watch a brother or sister hurting and you don't have an answer. If you don't have an answer, direct them to the answer. To your church, to your pastor, to your friends, whatever the case may be. Direct them. Don't watch them hurt. By direct them to the answer, someone who can heal and someone that can, for prayer, going to bring peace and going to allow me to get some sleep, then call them if you know they have a restless night, sleepless night, they're tired, they're fighting, they're warfaring, whatever the case may be. Get them on the line. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
So, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and we're going to close out tonight because I believe if there's no other callers, we've done everything the Lord told us to do. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to continue to intercede throughout the week, throughout the day, every day, every second, every hour. We're going to continue to intercede. It doesn't stop here. But this is actually the beginning. This is actually the beginning. Amen. So, Father, Dennis, you got anything to say before I go into prayer?
I just want to say that you was off today. You did you really did what God has given their gifts to you, you know. And you said that's what you do. You pray, and you have shown that today. And I want to, you know, publicly say, man, you know, God bless you. You know, sometimes that, you know, people don't see it, you know, when it's coming. So what I want to do is I want to pray for you. You know,
amen.
You really need that. You know, sometimes,
yes.
You know, we'll be so weak and you know, praying for everybody else. But, you know, it's like, what about that person that's going to pray for you?
Yes.
You know, and I want the public to know, hey, this is gonna be my first time doing this, just to show y'all I'm gonna be the demonstrator today, okay?
All right.
Okay, let's
Amen.
Go. And I wanna thank God for giving me the strength to even do this. You know. Father God, I just wanna just thank everyone for even coming on the show. And just even listening to Tiffany Thompson and just letting her just do what she is able, and God, you just gave her that gift and just bred. You bred it, branded, bronzed, and labeled that breath that you gave her in her nostril that you had breathed in her body, Father God, and just gave it to us. You know, they say the man that gives the woman the rib so that way she can be stronger. But sometimes, Father God, that woman got to be our backbone. Help me, God. I mean, we just got to have a strong woman, a strong, powerful woman, just to lead. Sometimes you got to lead from the back in order to understand the front. So knowledge, wisdom, and understanding is I just give on to you and keep on praising you, Father God, and just keep on lifting Tiffany Thompson up, Father God. Just show her the way and show her, hey, you know, that path is narrow, but only few will find it. Be fruitful and multiply in everything that you do. I do decree, and I just say, hey, it's all about you. It's all about you, ministry. Look at that, God. She just gave up herself to do it for everybody else. If you don't understand that, I don't know what you will understand, Father God. I just want to just thank you. Thank you. We can't never thank you enough, Father God, on how we just need to just lift up and prayer. They say every time you lift up a voice, you bring it down the kingdom of heaven, and that's what we need to do in abundance, Father God. We got to be that strength. We got to be that Christmas tree, that little light. Don't you know how that little light just light up a Christmas tree? A tree that is just bare, and you just got to be that Holy Spirit, just that light, that gift up under that package. That's what makes Christmas. Some people don't even celebrate Christmas, Father God. That's okay. We don't even care about that, Father God. Right now we're talking about Tiffany Thompson, and as she goes on in her journey and do what she needs to do, and she has done it, Father God. She has been selfless, Father God, and that's what I want. We want selfless love, Father God. We want that agape love, Father God. We just want everybody to just know that this is what we do. This is how we do it each and every Wednesday, 7:30 Central Standard Time. I just want to just thank everybody for coming on the line, just even showing that encouragement on just showing how this world is just going through it. It's a chaos world right now, Father God, and we just want to just say thank you for giving us that voice to even just heal, just to hear our voice healing someone else and just comforting. You know, being a comforter to them, just letting them know that God is here with you no matter how you look at it, no matter what you're going through. Everybody is going through something. But you got to think about our hair is numbered. Even though we just look at it, Father God, no matter how you look at it, what kind of glass you look at it, you know what they say. They always say everybody look at the glass half empty, but how we look at it. And I just want to say, Father God, thank you again. I don't think I can never say thank you enough, Father God. We are that dirty rag, Father God, and I just want you to just keep on giving that strength to Tiffany Thompson every day, throughout the day. And you know what they say, we make the devil mad every time we wake up and put our feet on the ground. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, Lord. Thank
Amen.
You. I appreciate that.
Anytime, man. We got one more person, man. He hit that one button. I'm going to bring them on in. I know he said we were supposed to do it in decent and in order, but they pressing them buttons now, huh?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, call the 708-280. Who is this?
Praise God. Pray. Can you hear me?
Amen.
Hey, man. I just real quick, I was listening in to the program, and my spirit was filled with joy. And it was filled with joy because people don't know that prayer is simply communicating with God. That's it. Prayer is simply communicating with God. And so however you communicate, you can communicate like that with God. As long as it's from your heart, God will receive that prayer. He doesn't hear prayers filled with motives. And so it turns, I think people get discouraged and not wanting to pray, because sometimes we can get caught up in listening to how other people pray. We know when we pray, we should pray in the Word. And so they get discouraged. So the regular person that's out there don't know how to pray, don't know if it's, you know, worth it. They don't understand that prayer is just simply communicating, just simply talking to God, asking Him to come into our hearts, asking Him to forgive us of our sins, and then we can pray in worship, we can pray in spirit, we can pray in thanksgiving. But prayer is just simple communication with God. If however you talk, if we have some that might be illiterate, you can talk to God from your heart. You don't have to put the words together, you know, as eloquent as they may hear. But it's just simply talking to God. It's just simply communicating with God. And I think Sister Tiffany has done a marvelous job tonight in communicating and praying for the people that have called in and taken their request or taken their concerns or taken their hurt and just talking to God about it, just simply coming before the Master and just lifting up whatever the concerns are. And so I just pray that anybody listening will know that prayer is just simple communication to God from the heart. And don't be discouraged. Don't try to be like nobody else. Don't try to sound like nobody else. Don't try to, you know, rehearse the prayer. Just come from the heart. And when you come from the heart, God loves true prayer. He loves that honest and that sincere prayer. And
right.
That type of prayer God will answer. And so we just stand excited tonight, Sister Tiffany. I want to encourage you. Brother Dennis just did a marvelous job in lifting you up in prayer, and I believe God was hearing and in tune with his voice, because you are worthy of somebody else praying for you.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
Filling your cup and strengthening you and pushing the wind at your back. And so keep doing what you're doing. Keep uplifting and inspiring people and letting people know that if God can do it for me, He can do it for you.
Right.
And that's the testimony that all of us have, is that if God can do it for me, He can do it for anybody. He just wants us to come to Him from a sincere heart and ask Him to clean our heart. If we have got something that is not of Him on the inside of us, Lord, clean my heart. I mean, you can work on yourself in prayer. You know, Lord, I have some stuff in my head. And regulate my thoughts. I did some things that I know wasn't of you. Work with my hands so I don't do that type of stuff anymore. You can ask God to work on you first, and then you can ask God to sit in on somebody that is bereaved, sit in on a couple that's going through marriage dysfunction, go into this family, but ask them to start with you first. Lord, help me first. Work on me. How can I be a better vessel? How can I be a clean vessel? How can I go out and represent you in the right way? You know, and so, and then finally, Sister Tiffany and Brother Dennis, prayer can be fun, and we need to communicate that you can have fun in prayer, not silly fun, but you can talk to God and share some of the good things that He has allowed to happen in your life. Share a story where you laughed uncontrollably at something that your mother said or your father said, or even share a loving moment that you had with your spouse or your mate. It could be a fun prayer. It could be a joyful prayer, a relaxing prayer. It doesn't necessarily always have to be a critical prayer, a prayer with the hand out, or a prayer I need prayer. And sometimes we just got to break the mold and just go to God how we feeling at that moment. If we're feeling good, the Bulls won or whatever, thank you that I was able to see this game. You know, Lord, thank you that I was able to hear the commentary. Lord, thank you I was able to feel excitement and joy in my body. Prayer could be anywhere at any time. And so I'm just on fire, and this is why I just meant to say two words, but you guys have inspired me tonight, and I pray that everybody that's listening, that they leave tonight with a spirit of wanting to pray. Wanting to pray.
Yes.
It's hard to get people just in the spirit of wanting to pray outside of being in the hospital, on the deathbed, or outside of somebody got shot or a kid got hit by a car. No, just having the spirit to wake up and want to pray, want to get filled, want to go before the Father, want the Father to participate in their life in that day. And so I pray that people will leave the line tonight wanting to pray, wanting just to simply communicate to God. Simply wake up and say, God, I might not have done this before, but I'm going to give it a shot. I don't know what to say or how to say it, but I'm going to start by saying thank you.
Come on.
I'm going to start by saying protect me. I'm going to start by saying work with me and my family. I'm going to start by saying go be at my job before I get there. Clear up those attitudes before I get there. You know, soften some hearts before I get there. Go into my church before I get there. Let the Spirit be there when I walk in. Let me walk out of church filled with the Holy Spirit just amped up on the inside of me. And so prayer is just simply going to God, however you can, and just opening our mouths and communicating with Him in a humble way. In a humble way. And I leave with this right here, and I know I've been long, and I apologize. I'm just on fire. But Dennis said,
take your time.
Dennis said the burning bush earlier. In that story, when Moses was on Mount Sinai and he was shepherding the sheep, and he saw this bush that was burning but not consumed, meaning that it was on fire but not burning up. And it caught his attention, and then a voice came from it. And so when the voice came from it, he gave it his whole attention. And he realized something was going on, and when he came to the bush, God told him to take his sandals off before he approached. And the reason God told him to take his sandals off is because he wasn't supposed to approach God with the dirt that was on his sandals, which represented the dirt that was from the world. Push them to the side, because this ground that you're on is holy ground. And what made it holy ground was the presence of God. And I leave with this right here. In our homes, the way we bring in God's presence is through prayer. In our jobs, the way we bring in God's presence is through prayer. And regardless of what's going on around us, it could be a house full of people that have addiction problems. It could be a house full of people that have anger issues. If you just kneel down in prayer, everybody in the room will stand still. And if nothing else, pay attention to what you're doing. And so if we bring the presence of God in our situations through prayer, that ground, that very ground, becomes holy ground.
Yeah.
And wherever holy ground is, the devil has no play. The devil has no foundation on holy ground. On holy ground, God can speak to our souls and give us the strength to go up against an army. When we on holy ground, God can speak to us, and we can speak to the mountains, and they shall be removed. And so we have to usher in God, and we can't do it unless we go to Him humbly. In that same passage, the Bible says once Moses knew he was talking to God, he lowered his face in respect, in reverence of God. And so he had to honor God for who He is. And so we have to go in respect to God, knowing that God is everything. God is all in all. God is the Alpha and Omega. I mean, God is everything that we will ever
need.
And all we got to do is simply not get on the cell phone, not text, not get on the computer. Wherever we are, all we have to do is simply go to Him. And the key is our hearts
got to be right. We got to take them sandals off.
Come on.
We got to humble ourselves, lower our faces, and ask God to have a presence at that moment so we can have those pumps all over our body, those chills running through our bodies, that blood running warm through our veins, that we have made a connection to the Most High. I'm sorry. I just get excited about what I know God is doing. I get excited on what I have seen God do after prayer, what I've seen God do in the midst of prayer. I've seen people walk out of the hospital after giving a negative report. I have seen people get their relationships back together after committing themselves to prayer. I have seen ministries birth. Help me right here. Off of a prayer line.
Come on.
So whatever we need, we are to go to God in what?
In prayer. That's right.
And so I bless Brother Dennis. You just don't know how or who you impact every time we open our mouths to speak on God's behalf. We don't know who and how God is working on that person.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know how what happened tonight or every time we talk about God, we don't know the lasting effect. We don't see the growth of the seed all the time. But we, as the seed bearers, we have to know and trust God that if he told us to do it and we do it, it's for a reason. It's for a purpose.
Yes.
And that purpose is for his glory. And any time people glorify God, it's a magnet. You just draw people automatically. We don't get caught up in the numbers. No. If we could just save one. if the one come back from the hundred, if we can just get one. If that prodigal son just come on home, if we can just get one, God be the glory. And so I'm just excited. Yeah. I'm going to get off this phone. I know you all are trying to do an hour, but I felt the Spirit of God moving through your prayer. I felt the Spirit of God moving and touching people's souls and their spirits. And I love it when you say at the end, you say, I love you. And I say that at the end of every Bible study, I say, listen, don't get caught up in somebody not loving you. Don't get caught up in the boyfriend or your girlfriend saying, I want somebody else, or I'm leaving you, or I'm tired of this. Don't get caught up in that. Just know, as long as we believe in Jesus Christ, we are loved eternally. There's no ending to that love. And so I want that spiritual love, that love that never ends. And then I pray that God will put somebody on side of me to help me share the journey. But my love ain't based on Susie or Jane, or because if my love depends on them, they can change on me every. They might have something happen to them in their spirit. The devil might just rule their life, and so I can't put my love in them. I gotta put my love in Christ. And when I put my love in Christ, he'll make everything else all right. And so I'm gonna hang up. I'm hanging up. I bless you all. Praise God for you all. Dynamic duo. You all have a good mix. You and Brother Dennis, it's like the cake with the icing on top. And so I just pray that God will continue this ministry, and that the increase, we know he gives the increase, and that he brings the increase in due season. In due season, that he bring the increase. And when that increase comes, that we have been prepared to receive it, and we have been given the wisdom and knowledge on what to do with it, so it can be a lasting ministry and not a pop, something out of the microwave. Yes. So bless you all. Keep going strong. Keep doing your thing. I'm sewing my lips shut, but I'm just excited about what God is doing. I'm truly am, and I bless you all, and keep up the good work. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you. That means so much. That phone call meant that last phone call. He said, I'm going to take this last phone call. That last phone call, it meant a lot to my ears, and I'm quite sure it meant a lot to the ears that stayed online to hear it, because I'm quite sure he didn't stir somebody up, you know, relit they fire. I'm like, he got me feeling like I'm ready to preach. I'm like,
amen.
Amen. I mean, he was stirred up. He was stirred up on fire. And one thing about the fire, God, I'm telling you, man, he in the joy brings so, the fire brings so much joy. It just brings so much joy in your heart. I mean, when you get God the way you want to get him, the way you desire to get him, you have to, I mean, go after him with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. And I tell you, it brings such a joy that the world can't give it and the world can't take it. I'm telling you, I don't care what happened. I'm talking about, I've been in some of the horrible situations and places. And I'm telling you, I was still in church praising God. I was still going in there, you know, seeking, running and chasing after my joy, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And without him, I'm nothing.
Amen.
I'm weak, feeble. I'm a fight. I'm sitting there, a fight ready to be lost. But with him, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. It's in him that I live, move, and have my being. In him I'm victorious. In him I am courageous. In him I am bold. In him I am more than a conqueror. I'm talking about when the anointing lifts. I'm telling you, Dennis will tell you, I'm nothing like this. It's the anointing. It's the anointing. When we at work, I'm just simple, quiet, laugh, or whatever. It's the anointing that destroys yokes. But I thank God for what he's doing in us all, for what he's doing to you that's listening, for what he's doing to those that call in. I thank God he's doing a work. He's working a work. I'm talking about, and he's moving any and everything out the way that's in his way while he's doing his work. Get out his way. If whoever and whatever in his way, you better move voluntarily, because if you don't, he's going to move you anyway.
Yes, Lord. Yes, right.
He going to move you anyway. Now, I'm trying to do what he did and close on out and going on out. But I'm telling you, it's the truth.
That's right. It's the truth. You know,
it is the truth.
You know what it was, what you said earlier. You said, I'm gonna obey God, and we're going to shut it down in 1 hour. And from what I'm gathering, you know, when I got prophesied this week, I guess it must have rubbed off on me. So I'm gonna say it like this. You know, I'm not a prophet, so I don't want nobody to be like, didn't he say it? No, I'm not. I'm just saying, okay? when God told you to obey and be obedient, he turned around and blessed you. I said a prayer, then the pastor came on, you know, in the second hour, to give you that strength and that encouragement.
Man, that just blessed me.
You see what I mean? So it's like when he tell you to just be patient, you got to be patient. You know, just like when I was looking for my blessing, some just said go, and I went and I got blessed. You know, and that's the thing, man. That's how we got to look at things. At least when God talking to you, man, you got to pay attention.
Yeah.
You know, man.
That's why when you say somebody push one, listen, I'm not telling nobody no. If he allowed them to push it while we're still on the phone, then guess what? Answer that call.
Hey,
we don't know when he coming, what time he coming, and who he coming through. We got to answer the call.
Man.
And that should be, and that's some revelation for somebody right now. Answer the call. You don't know who he using, but you know he coming after you. And so if he's using the radio station, and that's what he's using to chase you. The Bible says he loves. If God chasing you, you special. Because he said he chases who he loves. Those that he chases, he loves them. I'm worried about the people that ain't being chased by God.
Come on with it. That's right.
Those are the people that I'm worried about. That's hell bound. If God ain't chasing you, that's a problem. I'm telling.
I have times when I don't hear God, I'm worried.
Right.
And when I say this, I'm talking about I'm examining my life. What you doing? Where you been? Have you opened the door? Who you let in? Where you at spiritually? Have you been reading? Have you been praying? Have you been worshiping? I'm asking myself these questions. Because I'm like, God, I don't hear you. I ain't heard from you. I'm a dreamer. I ain't had no dreams. I let them know when I ain't had no dreams. Now, sometimes I don't want to dream. Because sometimes my dreams, you know, would be something I don't want to see. But that's his communication with me. That may be your communication with God. You may be a dreamer. Or you may just have open visions while you wide awake. Oh, all of a sudden you see something. That happens to me, too, from time to time. Whatever your level of communication is, it's not the fact that you're crazy. I need to let somebody know tonight, you're not crazy. You're gifted. And you don't understand your gift. That's why you need to get in church. That you need to get in a Bible-based church where you can learn who he is. And you can learn who you are through him, through the church. Learn your gifts. Learn your talents. Learn that, man, I've been going through this since I was a kid, and I thought I was crazy.
You said something there. You said so many volumes on that one, Sister Tiffany. You got to look at it like this, too. How do you think a cell phone got invented? It had to be a person that was talking to itself and said, hey, man, I want to talk to somebody. So it invented a cell phone. So you spoke volumes, girl, with that one now. Go ahead, preach, flow.
I mean, seriously, like, I had so many dreams when I was younger. I had dreams, and I'm going to share this, and this ain't going to cost nobody nothing because I'm not ashamed of the gospel, but because it's the power of God unto salvation, unto the Greeks and the Jews. And I'm telling you, my life is the gospel. I was on drugs dreaming about laying hands on people. Now, you don't tell me if I didn't think I was nuts. Because I ain't know nothing about laying hands on nobody. I wasn't even in church. Wasn't thinking about church, wasn't studying church. And the churches that I went to as a little girl, they weren't laying no hands. They was walking around with the white gloves on, arm behind their back, and doing what they was doing, hooping and hollering. Wasn't nobody laying no hands. So what am I doing dreaming about laying a hand on somebody, casting out a devil that I'm scared of? I was scared of devils. Scared of scary movies. How am I going to cast out something I'm scared of? I'm scared of demons. I'm scared of scary movies. These are all my thoughts back then. And I was afraid to share them with anybody because why are they going to think I'm crazy? And I can't share them with a household that ain't nobody going to church. I can't share them with the block, with the people on the block that I'm hanging with because they family, they ain't going to church either. Ain't nobody doing the things that I'm dreaming. I can't share it because they gonna think I'm crazy. Well, I'm here to tell you, you're not crazy. You're gifted. God knew you. He formed you. He the one gave you the gifts and the talents. You just have to get in him, get in Christ, get in church, learn, take class after class after class, buy books. I buy books. I told a sister last night, we had Apostle Steve Gardner at our church last night, and he's a powerful man of God that lay hands and cast out demons. That's what Jesus did. He cast them devils out. Well, anyway, he was at our church last night, and the sister got so blessed, she was like, oh, my God, I ain't never felt like this before. She was like, I feel 1,000 pounds lighter. She was like, I can just go home and go to sleep. I feel so good. I told her, I said, how do you think I learned how to pray? It wasn't overnight. It was some trials and tribulations, and I was running to the church. I started off with one mother, Mother Bynum, Mother Catherine Bynum. I started off with her She Birth Prayer in Tiffany. She carried the agape love of God And then as I begin to grow and mature, I start buying books of people that I knew were really living this life and that really, you know, exemplified this thing that they're talking about in the Bible. I begin to buy those books and I begin to read, learn, because the books had scriptures next to them, so anything that they wrote down, I could open the Bible and see, you know, that it was there. That's how I grew. And then I would begin to meditate on one scripture. I don't care if it's one scripture for the whole week. I'm going to read it till I learn it. If this is the only scripture that's going to help save my life, my first scripture, I believe, was Isaiah 50. What is it? Lord, help me. 54:17. Is that Isaiah 54:17? No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn. I love that scripture. I mean, I went on, and yes, Isaiah 54:17. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I just wanted to make sure. But that was my, I'm talking about, I wore that scripture out. Anybody said anything to me, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against me.
In my prayer time,
when the mothers helped me understand that the devil understands the word, he can hear you. I mean, God will still answer you. Now, don't get me wrong, when you're just having conversation, when you're just talking, but something about when you begin to grow and get older and mature in the Lord, and now it's time to pray the word. It's time to pray that thing that has authority, and that word has authority. And I began to stutter saying, oh, Lord, do it for me. Oh, Lord, thank you. Oh, Lord, no. You know, oh, Lord, save my kids. No, Lord. Now, it's no weapon formed against me shall prosper. According to Isaiah 54:17, Lord, you said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of you, says God. This is the word of the Lord. The devil got to bow to that word. He got to flee when it come down to that word. And that's why every time I pray, I try to pray, make sure I pray the word. I want to pray their request, but I also want to pray the word. And I also want to hear the Holy Spirit when he's speaking to me through prayer. He said he reveals his secrets. Jesus told us, everything that I tell you is what I hear from him. The ultimate intercessor is Jesus. So everything Tiffany prays is because I'm hearing Jesus. And Jesus is giving me the heart of God. What's on God's heart for you? I tune everything and everybody out around me because I want to hear what's on the Father's heart concerning you. I want to give you and deliver you a prayer and a word that's going to deliver you for life, that's going to change your mind, that's going to tell the devil, I changed my mind. I thought I was going with you, but I changed my mind. I'm going the other way. That's what prayer does for me. It's my passion. I love it. I love to pray. I love it. I do. And if I'm not praying, I must be in trouble. Something is going on. She in warfare. Something happened. The devil hit her hard and knocked her down. But when I get up, I always get up 10 times or not more stronger. And I always have people around me that can help pull me up. Surround yourself with strong people. There's no sense of being the strongest thing in your crowd just to help you look good. No. I'm always around some apostles, prophets, preachers. I'm learning from them. I'm pulling on them. I keep myself around them. I sure do. In humility, understanding I don't know nothing, but I'm like a sponge. I'm soaking everything up you saying, as long as it's lining up with that word. And I ain't got time to search out the scriptures right now, so I keep a pen and a pencil. I keep a journal, or I grab an envelope. Whatever in my purse, I grab it and start writing down everything they're saying, especially if they're teaching. And I come home, or whatever time that I have, and I search that thing out. And when I find out it's true, oh, I'm bad now. I found out it's true, and I, so if I know if it's true, if it's in the word, I know it's going to work. And that's what we got to work, work this word. Work the word. The word is powerful. He said it's sharp. Sharper than any two-edged sword. We got to work this word. Pray the word. Pray that one scripture you know. For God, you said you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Pray the word. That's a word of faith. That's a prayer of faith. You just said right there, you said, I will not perish if I believe in him. So even though my situation may feel like I'm about to die, it may feel like it's over, but your word said that I will not perish, but if I believed in you, that I will have everlasting life. He don't mind you bringing him in remembrance of his word. He actually loves it, because then he gets a chance to perform. God loves to perform. He loves to show out. He loves doing miracles, but won't nobody challenge him.
Come on.
Won't nobody challenge him, because they've told you, you can't question God. Don't ask God nothing. If I can't question God, then who do I need to ask? Because they told me he was the creator of all creation. He knows and sees everything. I can't question God. Who can I question? Who can I ask? I want to ask the one that said made me. Because I need to know why he made me. Why am I here? Right now, my life is in a turmoil. So what do you... Now, this was my calling. My answer to God was, what do you want with me? I'm being honest.
That's right.
I was being honest. I thought I was doing good. I'm like, I ain't on drugs no more. I ain't sleeping around. I got one husband. I got a job. I thought that was life right there. Like, that's it. I mean, this is the family thing. I'm doing it. So why can't I go any further? I can feel it in the spirit that I could get to a certain place in life in a hump. It's like a hump, or though I couldn't get any further. I say, okay, what do you want with me? That's exactly what I asked. What do you want with me? I don't know. I don't know what you want with me. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to surrender. I don't know how to ask you. I don't know how to come to you. I don't even know you. I heard about you. I cried to you. I prayed to you. But I really don't know you. Job thought he knew God. He said, I thought I knew him. Until all hell broke out in his household.
Right.
He said, I thought I knew him. He said, but now I know him. He knew him as what, a healer. He knew him as a deliverer. He knew him as a way maker. He knew him as a restorer, a redeemer. He knew him as one that paid restitution. Oh, God, he knew him. Job said, I thought I knew him. This was a man, a God he knew he worshipped every day. Him and his family was fine. He had everything, rich, beautiful family, always interceding for his kids. But when God saw the devil lurking in heaven, he approached the devil. He said, have you considered my son Job? God has faith in Job. And I want to tell somebody who's listening, whatever you're going through, God has considered you. The devil didn't. God considered Job. The devil didn't say, look down there, can I mess with Job? God said, no, have you considered my servant Job? Upright man. God bragging on him. And if anything has hit you or hit your house, because God has considered you, he's bragging on you. He thinks that much of you. He knows you're going to stand. I know she's going to worship me when it's over with and in the middle of it. I know she ain't going to, she may curse herself, but she ain't going to curse me and die. And that's what Job did. His wife told him, you ought to just curse God and die. That's how bad of a shape he was in. He was in bad shape. And Job said, woman, you sound foolish. I cursed the day I was born, but I ain't finna curse God. He wasn't that stupid. Find out who God is. Find out what he wants with you. I mean, if you know you can help some people, if you know people are always around you, people are always calling you for advice, you know, people are always pulling on you, that's probably your gift. But the thing about it is God probably want to purify it. You're using your gift, it may be tainted. He may just want to purify it. He just wants your gift holy. He might want to just sharpen it a little more. And one thing I do know he want to put on that gift is some anointing so that yokes can be destroyed, burdens can be lifted. And so now when you minister or, you know, and your friends pulling on you, you'll do it with joy, and you'll give God the glory. You won't get any of it. You won't even want none of it because he's so good. You know, man, God, to God be the glory. God, you did this for me. You made me look good. I can use your name and look good. All he wants is the glory. Give him the glory. Amen. Man, your pastor calling here, he got me preaching. But amen. But amen, it's the truth. It's the truth. And he said only the truth makes us free. Only the truth. So I pray tonight that the truth help deliver somebody, even if it was one soul. Like he said, it's that one soul. That one soul. Amen. Let's get out of here tonight, Dennis. Thank you. Thank you all for listening. Again, I encourage you to call somebody, tell somebody about next week's show. It's all about you, West in One World. They can go down there, go to the Play Store, download the app, or they can just dial a number because if you're like me, you're always out driving. Dial a number. Put your phone on speaker. Don't put it on up to your ear. Don't get caught or whatever, wherever you're out doing. Put it on speaker. If you got an earpiece or Bluetooth or whatever you're using, you know, listen to the show. Listen to the show. Encourage someone else to call the show. Even if you don't call the show, you know a friend that needs to hear this stuff, then call or need to call in and just pour out, then we're not here to discriminate. We're here to talk about nobody. You just heard my testimony. God delivered me from drugs. And even at that point, I thought I made it. I'm off drugs. I made it. No. He said, no, I want more of you. I want all of you. I need all of you because I need you to go back. So as I purify you, anoint you, fill you with my word and my Holy Spirit, now I need you to go back and get the other drug dealer, the other drug user. I need a deliverer. I need another Moses. I need another Joshua. I need another Elijah. Will you surrender or will you run? Ask yourself that question. Running gonna cost you. I'm telling you, I'm a witness. Running will cost you and everybody else around you. I am a witness. I got a lot of people in trouble by running. He didn't even whoop me. He was whooping them. And I didn't even know how to tell them. I was the one running. So don't cause anyone else to get hurt, whooped, beat, or whatever. Just surrender. Like the pastor called in and said, it's just a community. It ain't nothing fancy you got to say. But just talk to them like you're talking to one of us. Lord, help me to surrender. What is it that you want with me? What's my calling? How can I help somebody? It's just that simple. And watch the answer. You answer to another vessel. You answer to another person. You answer to your preacher preaching. You answer to a radio show. You may answer to a billboard while you're riding down the street.
I mean, he talks to me all type of ways. The Bible says miracle signs and wonders follow those that believe. And because I'm a believer, I look up and see one word that'll help me in that moment or that season or that hour that I'm going through something. That one word that's on a billboard. And I just start laughing because that's a sign that he loves me. He wants me delivered. I'm going to send her a word that's going to deliver her and set her free. Amen. Amen. I had fun tonight. I had fun. Like he just said, I had fun tonight. I really did. I had fun tonight.
That's right.
I had fun tonight, and I just love God. I love God. I love His people. I love being able to help if I can help. You know, I love people to help me. Don't leave me hanging. You know, like Brother did, is pray for me. I need prayer too.
Amen.
I need prayer too. Don't think the devil don't be mad after shows like this. Don't think he don't get mad and try to do everything, but he can't do nothing. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. It'll form, but it won't prosper. God got our back. God ain't going to never have us out here doing his work and then leave us hanging. Now, that's the word right there.
Button,
okay,
they probably got how many minutes?
What they got left?
They got about 30 seconds.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, caller 708-743, how you doing?
Hello, you got a few minutes before it cut off on you.
Oh, hello, sorry, I didn't know what was on. I was just calling for prayer. I was calling to have prayer to be focused.
So, she said, what did she say?
Say that again, she said you was calling for...
I was calling for prayer, and my prayer is that, I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, I was calling for prayer, and I was calling for prayer to maintain God's focus for my life.
Okay. Do you want to reveal your name?
Yes, it's Angel.
Oh, hi, Angel. Hi, beautiful.
Hi.
Okay.
How are you?
Okay. I'm good, just like you, blessed, just like you. Just in case the phone cuts off, because it's probably gonna cut off, right, Dennis?
Yeah, you got about a minute.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going ahead and lift you up, Angel. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you hear your servant, Angel, God. Father, she asks, Father, for focus, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I decree and declare focus and momentum like never before, God. I decree and declare, Father, a fire in her feet, in her belly, in her hands, Father, in everything she touched, Lord. I decree and declare, Lord, as you told Joshua, everywhere the sole of her foot treads, Father, that you'll give her that land, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, remove all distractions, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We decree and declare, Father, every distraction that was sent to her is sent back to the pits of hell right now in the name of Jesus, from which it come from, God. And we decree and declare, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that her eyes will go straight. Her eyes will look forward directly to the throne of grace, Father, in the name of Jesus. That her eyes will stay on you, God, in spite of what's thrown at her, in spite of what's coming at her, Father. She won't look back, Father. Understanding, Father, that you will fight all her battles, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, even right now, Father, for a new focus, a new determination, a new mental momentum, a new fire, a new burning, Father, a new sensation for you, a new passion, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Father, we thank you, Father, for her desire is being filled even now, God. Father, bless her, bless our home, bless our daughter, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Keep them and cover them, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you that everything that we ask for is already done in Jesus' mighty name. And it is so. Amen.
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 You got one more. You got about 30 seconds. You got one more. 312-877.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah. 312-877.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, Tiff.
Hey.
Hey, hon, this me, this saying. I just want when you,
okay.
For the close out prayer, mm-hmm. you know, just keep me and my family and my husband in prayer and just, you know, close us out in prayer, you know, this mission thing. I love you. And how are you?
Okay. I'm good. I'm good. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for trusting us with your prayers, okay? So
yeah.
Even as we close out tonight, Father, we lift up Sandra Alexander, entire family, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Her husband is being the head, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless him right now in the name of Jesus, God. And we decree and declare order in that house, Father. We decree and declare that, Father, he will align with the word of God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that he will no longer run, but God, he will surrender all unto you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Keep going to.